survivalpunk.com. And in case you forgot who the hell I am out there, people in Survival Punk land, this is Couch Potato Mike, back in the seat.
Yes, many of you new listeners may not know that there is a co-host of this show.
Yeah, we're kind of horrible about recording when we're supposed to record, and
yes,
we only have this like one window of when we can both record together, and we both just would rather watch TV and eat junk food.
Pretty much. So I've been recording podcasts at weird, random times, and Mike has not been around. Sometimes when I wake up early, because I work nights, in case you don't know, so I wake up a few hours early on the day before the podcast goes out, Mike is getting off of work and driving home.
Yeah.
He's literally not here to even be able to record. But before we get into today's topic and show, once again, since I do this from now on, you may call the show. As you remember, last week was all call-ins. They are fun to do. I like doing the call-in shows, even though they are a horrific pain in the ass to edit. Oh, and it fucked up so bad. I lost the intro opening to the show last week. It just started at me randomly talking, and normally that is not how shows start, but it did that week. There was not an easy way to recover it, and I wanted to have the show out, so I'm like, fuck it. It's just going to start with me going, ugh, Doctor Who. That's literally how it started. But anyway, the number to call is
615-657-9104.
Once again, that is 615-657-9104.
Z4.
Z4. Yes.
Well, except for that one and that zero. I was going to try to spell something out of it, but those completely fuck it up.
Yeah, it's not like the smart line or something like that. Like, I don't think I don't think I can make a cool phrase out of the numbers that Google randomly gave me.
No.
And I don't want to get a new number, and I don't want to pay for a number, which is why we don't have, you know, a 1-800 number. I had a listener send me two questions last week that was not via the voice number. You can also reach me, james@survivalpunk.com. He recorded his questions, hence why the David questions were such good quality. I just emailed them to me, and it worked fine. I just, you know, right-click, save the MP3 files, and then imported them in. And technically, I exported them all out as a WAV file that I ran through Levelator so that I can get the volumes right. And then re-brought them back in and re-exported them. But anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I've started recently levelating all the episodes, even the solo ones.
Is that a word?
It's a program.
Levelating?
Levelating.
Okay.
Because, well, for one, like when you and me record podcasts together, sometimes we don't sit equal distance to the microphone. And the best quality, because we only have one microphone, the show is too poor right now to get Mike his own microphone.
It happens.
At least we have a microphone. We're not recording through the built-in laptop microphone. And that's why, like, 50 episodes or something sound like shit.
Turntables and a microphone.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. So today we're totally talking about like cars and sports, y'all. I mean, I know some of the women might not be interested in this episode because we're going to talk about foosball and, you know, Porsche 911s and, you know, water-cooled engines and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, some people will be really interested in, you know, how David Jeter is playing the sports ball right now.
Yeah.
All right. Have the women left? Good. Good. We're not talking about sports, guys.
Oh, no.
That was my clever ploy to make sure that the women listeners were like, oh, not my episode. I'm not going to listen to
I was completely the sports convinced balls. By the ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to talk about...
I was about to walk out. I don't do sports.
You like cars, though. I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
Derek
Jeter's a race car driver, by the way.
Fuck if I know, dude.
Yeah, I know. He's like, he drives NASCAR.
Yeah. Thought he was a baseball player.
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That shows what we know.
Really does. I had conviction. You maybe lose my conviction in one sentence.
Anyway, I'm sure someone will email us and let us know.
And we won't read it because we don't do sports.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're actually going to, and this episode could probably be 5 hours long, but we're just going to run with what we got.
Yep.
And make it the traditional 1 hour in length. We're going to talk about social justice wars and feminism and, you know, the destruction of the male icon, the encroachment that men are a disgusting subspecies that's being perpetrated by
broads.
This movement. Yeah. And some of you are like, this is kind of off topic, James. Like, these are feelings that I've had, and I've, you know, cultured them in my brain to think about things, because I generally don't like to go get my opinions from other people. I like to form them myself completely.
Oh, you know how to form some opinions. You do. Yes, you do.
Yeah. And I've recently started watching some YouTube videos because my outrage got too angry. So,
hi-o.
Since I did promise, indeed, I will talk about this. And I thought about doing a YouTube video just on my thoughts on Doctor Who. And I will abridge them because I have thought of nothing but this for days now.
I broke a nail. I broke a nail. I broke a nail. And I'm out of tampons. I broke a nail.
There is a TV show, Doctor Who, if you are not aware of it. It has been around since 1964. Michael, am I correct?
63. Yep.
50-something odd years.
Yes. When a man and his granddaughter kidnap two teachers and take off into parts unknown.
Incorrect, my friend. Doctor Who is not a man. He's a genderless space being.
No, he's had a penis all these times.
He is a man.
A grandfather. He's had a wife.
Yeah, I will touch
he's
on that.
He's had multiple wives. He married Marilyn Monroe, damn it.
Yeah.
And one of the queens of England.
Yes. So, long TV show. I historically has always been a man for 50-some-odd years. Has been a competent white man that solves problems, you know, including stopping disasters from the planet being destroyed God knows how many times.
He's not a violent man
through
either.
Cleverness, through intelligence, through talking.
Yeah.
You know, I have no problem using violence to punctuate a mark. Like, I think as men, sometimes we need to use violence, and that's okay. It just is. But it's pleasant to see a competent, thinking person that can put up rational explanations and solve problems using his brain.
And a screwdriver.
First. Yeah. He's always been a very patriarchal figure. A lot of young people, I mean, for God's sake, if you're anywhere near my age of 35, we've had a few generations of basically fatherless children. We've been raised by women. Our teachers are women. Our whole society is, you know, matriarchal in that sense. And, you know, Doctor Who, for many people, can be viewed as a father figure, a smart, competent figure. You know, and there's not a lot of them on TV. Not now. I mean, recently, as in like since the 90s or so, or later, or earlier, men, and especially white men on TV that are fathers, are idiots.
Yep.
They're nincompoops. I mean, some of these shows I really enjoy, or for that matter, enjoyed, you know, when I was a ute. Lean away from the mic. Anyway.
I covered my face.
Yeah.
I want them to know I sneezed.
Homer Simpson and Al Bundy. They are not competent fathers.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he does tools and stuff, but he fucks everything up. He's incompetent. I mean, he has moments of good fatherness, and he is better than Al Bundy for sure, but still, you know, incompetent.
Yeah. As are most TV fathers. I mean, it doesn't start there. I mean, it goes all the way back. Kids have always been getting stuff over on their dumbass fathers on TV shows.
Yeah. I mean, possibly, if you go back to the 50s, you might see some evidence of competence. You might, you know, in some of the TV shows there, I believe, oh, what was that family show? Leave It to Beaver? I believe the father wasn't incompetent in that.
No, he was an asshole.
Well, that's something we're going to talk about later.
Ward Cleaver.
Yeah.
Ward, I think you were a little hard on the beaver last night.
Yeah. So,
dirtiest thing ever said on television.
All this, you know, all this. And feminism really, really wants to, we have male icons. You know, iconography in the male, you know, cinema universe. That they want to destroy.
Yep.
They Doctor Who was like probably top 10 list. Like, and they found their wormy way in. And recently, as feminine, you know, misandry has invaded Doctor Who, they've made it so that Doctor Who, the Time Lords, the from Gallifrey, they're genderless. They can become men or women. Doesn't matter. Which that's relatively new. Old series, I don't think that ever happened.
No,
and
it didn't.
Even new series, until this past couple seasons. Okay. If you have a species that does not have a gender, why do they have different pronouns? Why are there Time Lords and Time Ladies?
There really are.
There should just be Time Z. Times.
Why did the Master become Missy?
Yeah. And it was like, no. I am a Time Lady. Time Lady. Missy, Michelle Gomez, made that important. She designated that. She's like, I'm not a Time Lord. I'm a Time Lady. Lady.
Yep.
If you do not have a gender, why do you have different pronouns?
Yep.
If a species in space, like, say those hermaphroditical frogs were able to hold a conversation with us, they would not have different pronouns for themselves. They just are.
Yep.
Whatever they refer to themselves as is just what they are. Would not differentiate.
They're he-she's.
Whatever they want to call themselves, yeah.
I don't think the hermaphroditic frogs actually call themselves much of anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know, the pollution of the environment caused them to spontaneously become super sentient where they can hold a conversation with human beings, then I do not think they'd be like, well, I have a dick right now, so I'm a he, but later when I have a vagina, I will be a her. Like,
I've accidentally got nail polish on my penis.
Yeah. So that argument is dumb. To people that are now saying that he is genderless, that is wrong.
He's not genderless.
And
he switched genders.
Right. Because of, you know, the attack
of the killer tomatoes?
On the white iconography.
Oh.
On the male iconography.
Yep.
White, black, I don't give a shit.
It is not socially acceptable in this country to be a white, straight guy anymore.
And I'm not. But if you are a white male Christian, you are the worst person in the universe, according to feminists and social justice
this
warriors.
This was all coming, see, because they turned the Master into Missy. His last companion was a black gay woman, or is all the fucking feminists out there queer woman of color, because queer is all of a sudden becomes socially acceptable again, despite the fact it sounds just stupid.
Oh my God.
And woman of color makes it sound like the bitch is purple and green,
right,
and orange and looks like a goddamn bowl of Fruity Pebbles. If you smell what my cock is cooking.
Hold on. After listening to the Atlas Shrugged audiobook, that was written in, like, what, the 40s or 50s or whatever, before gay was gay. So when
you
gay
sound
meant happy.
Like a gay.
Yeah, that word was, like, chronically used throughout the book. And, like, you know, I still have that, like, 14-year-old mentality. So I'd snicker every time someone was like, after his achievement, he was so gay. I'm like,
Oh man. No, there's even a deleted scene from the first Back to the Future where Doc and Marty are discussing Marty taking Marty's mom to the dance to get George jealous. And he's like, hey, what if I do this and I end up being gay? He's like, well, Marty, why shouldn't you be happy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So, Doctor Who is a woman now. And...
Yep.
And because now that's canon...
Nurse.
And because Doctor Who is...
She's calling herself the nurse.
...anachronistic show... Retroactively, it's kind of destroyed the entire series because it's introduced that now Doctor Who is supposed to be genderless and can be a woman. And
I'm waiting for all the fan fiction, you know, where the Doctor goes and fucks himself.
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. There's going to be fan fiction out there where the Doctor, where this new Doctor meets up with past incarnations and just goes and fucks herself.
And I'll never know, because I don't give a shit anymore.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
I've got a TARDIS on my arm. I have to keep watching the show.
There you go.
I'm just going to wait it out. You know, the next companion's going to be something else. They think that now the rumors are flying that Chris Marshall's going to be her companion, which is why he's been seen shooting on the show.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My prediction is that the... So, apparently, Doctor Who's ratings have been dropping. And, to be honest, this show has had some issues.
Well, it's because they keep fucking it up.
They keep shoving their agendas down our throat, and I don't care for that. I watch science fiction to be entertained, not to get some kind of fucking moral lesson that I don't care about.
It started with Capaldi.
Unfortunately, it did.
It really did. Well, that was the thing. You go from having the youngest Doctor ever, Matt Smith. He regenerates into an old man, which is the third oldest guy that's ever played the Doctor, and definitely the oldest one that's played him in the new fucking series, if you don't count John Hurt, because, you know, Capaldi's on the regular. And then they immediately make him a negative, snarky, like, insulting, egotistical bastard. His whole first season, it was really hard to watch because he was, oh, like, I'm the Doctor and I'll save everything and you're all idiots. Come on, Clara, you ugly old thing. That was essentially it.
Yeah. And then the next season, he got some personality. He got to shine. He got to wear his, like, you know, punk trousers and play his guitar. And
he was the rock star Doctor.
I disagree with some people, but I loved that season. Like, in that season, he became a great Doctor.
That was his second season, which was season 9, was his best season.
And I've had arguments with people that say that it was horrible and this new season was good. And this new season had moments of brilliance.
There's a bowl of dicks with your name on it.
That was muddied, that was destroyed, that was...
This
last season had too much political correctness, and I didn't put that in my list of things.
The last season sucked.
Yeah. I really wanted to... I had a bad feeling about this. So I talked to Mike about this before the season started. I'm like, I got a bad feeling, Mike. He's like, no, it's going to be great. And I'm like... I just gut feeling something's going to happen. And,
well, I'm a Doctor Who optimist. I keep hoping it's going to be spectacular. Or as Eccleston would say, fantastic.
And the first episode, I thought, was good. It had some issues, but I really enjoyed it, and I was optimistic.
Sadly, I think it might have been my favorite episode.
Yeah. And then from there, it went down and down, and every episode...
like any good woman should.
Yeah.
Go down and down.
It pushed more and more, like, agenda down our throat.
Yep.
And every episode, the new companion, Bill, had to tell you how she was gay.
Point where on her last episode, it just was fucking thrown in there because it didn't fit anywhere else in the conversation. Right before they're about to go off and do their final things and have their last time, she just turns to the Doctor, like, oh, you know how I'm gay and I like to hang out with people my own age. Okay, as long as you remember that, let's go do this. I'm not quoting verbatim.
That's what she said.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And I've heard fucking women on podcasts, because I listen to a lot of Doctor Who casts. I fucking listened to a lot, I heard him lauding that. I mean, just applauding her for fucking knowing who she is and being loud and proud and...
It's like, okay, it's 2017. I really don't give a shit what you like to fuck.
I don't
either. If you're a woman and you like to fuck women, by all means, fuck fucking women.
Yep.
It was not a good part of the story. It was like, okay, you have story flow and you're in there and your suspension of disbelief is high. I mean, is low. Like, you completely believe what's going on. You're enjoying the story. And then, like, the train hits a penny, flips over, blows up, kills 4,000 people, and you're like, okay, what did you stopping the storyline to tell us that, oh yeah, you're gay and you don't like old people, which is against your social justice warrior code of honor. You shouldn't be discriminating against someone because of their age, ageism. That's bad, whatever. To tell us that. Me and Mike both looked at each other because we were watching it at his house. And we're like,
it just took you. It took you completely out of the scene
because we were balls deep in this episode, and then it was like I said, train blew up, killed 70,000 people, and we're like, I think it took a good few minutes to even get back into the show after that. Like, you
know, and honestly, I'm really surprised I haven't heard this one complaint yet, because on that episode, you know, spoilers if you haven't seen it. Or, you know, whatever, if you're not, don't watch the show. But Bill gets turned, that last two-parter, Bill gets turned into a Cyberman. And I'm surprised that all these feminists.
Cyber person?
Yeah, they haven't fucking turned as well. No, she was a cyber person.
You know what? That brings us to the actual first point of this episode on feminism and social justice warriors.
Hey.
And that's changing the language.
Oh, God.
Much like, I'm going to get the 1984 audiobook, actually. I think I've seen the movies and so, but I don't
they
think
made
I've
decided. 1984.
I'm sure they've made a few actually.
Huh. Never paid
but yeah,
attention.
It's control of the language controls the people.
Yep.
And social justice warriors, feminists, they love to change the language. They love to make up their own words.
Gives you, them power.
Words you can't say. Words you have to say. Words that have to be changed. Hold on. I have a few clips that I've grabbed from the internet to share with you. And if you remember the old days when we used to read news stories, this will be kind of like that, only much shorter and won't take up literally half the episode. Mike, read this first one down to there. Down
starting
to the,
here?
Down, yeah, to there.
Last week, Elon University banned the use of the word freshman from its website and student orientation, citing the word has... word was sexist and suggests that young women might make good rape victims. The term has often been felt to refer to the vulnerableness of young women in college for the first time. Given the rates of sexual violence perpetrated against women on college campuses, it is useful to examine any use of the term that suggests that a group of people just entering college might be targets for such violence in any way. And yes, if I did slow down, like, right in the middle there, it's because my brain was trying to fucking comprehend the stupidity of... Okay, how the fuck does freshman mean rape victim?
I saw two different points there. I'm like, freshman means that you are a rape victim. I'm like, what? Wait, what? You're a freshman, meaning that you are fresh to this school.
Yes.
You just started the school. I don't see how that means that,
I thought it was going in a completely different direction until my brain went off the rails.
Exactly.
I thought they were just going to be like, this term should be like, fresh person.
Fresh, yeah, something like that. That as well is stupid.
Yeah.
But... it makes more sense on the level of it's less stupid than, oh, by being a freshman, you're a prime rape suspect. Like,
well, I mean, if you want to go there, sophomore's worse than freshman because soft means you're soft and you want to rape them more.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like,
oh, God, don't even get me started on the juniors and pedophiles.
So I've been a man for 35 years now. Mike, you've been a man for, what, 37?
38. Going on 39.
How many
times...
Which
is the general progression.
How many times do you walk around and look at women and go, she's probably a good rape victim?
Constantly.
Yeah, just like all the time. Like, I heard on Facebook one time and I just wanted to call out...
I've never met a woman that idiots. I didn't think about raping.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Half the men, too.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm Ian Jorn right now.
This woman was like...
Look at them all
every time I walk down the street, I have to worry about them like being raped. And every time I'm in a room, I have to worry about being raped. I'm like,
I mean, that's the whole.
Rape can't be this prevalent? Like your definition, and I have this wrote down later. And I'm gonna. Your definition of rape is wrong if you think you get raped all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I thought this whole fart raping thing was fake.
Oh, God.
We just saw more evidence of it. Like,
that's legitimate. I thought it was bullshit. No, it turns out fart rape is actually a thing.
Yeah.
Because when a man farts loud, it causes a woman to fart less loud, to be less gross, therefore she is submitting to his masculinity, and therefore being raped by his farts.
Yeah. I think we saw this in that same video by Gavin McInnes, that if you have regret after sleeping with someone, you can now change that to being rape. If you have sex with someone, you're like, you know, and God, who hasn't been there? Who hasn't had sex and been like, okay, that was just a dumb decision. I probably shouldn't have done that. Oh, that's rape now.
Yeah, if you retroactively change your mind about, if you like regret it, they now consider it rape.
Yeah. If you just all of these like variations on that just make me angry. Like, and someone wrote an article and they're just playing devil's advocate, but it makes good points. They're like, if you made rape not an issue, like if it was not a legal issue, if you couldn't prosecute for rape, if there was no, like, if you went to the cops, you're like, Mike raped me, and Mike was there, and he's like, totally did. I fucked the shit out of her. The cop would be like, eh, that's good. Have a good day. If you did that, people, like,
I am a grave tree.
The article was like, women would be a lot more selective in who they allow into their houses. Like, if you get home and you have sex and you regret it, you know, and you just said, oh, that's rape. Like, well, obviously you wouldn't let people in your houses. Like, if you're walking down the street and, you know, a hooligan grabs you into the alley by knife point and rapes you, there's, like, literally, there's no fault in that, like, except for the piece of scum that raped you. If you take someone back to your home and have sex with them, and then, like, he has bad hair, probably shouldn't have slept with him. Like, that's not rape. That's not rape.
No.
And that is your fault. You shouldn't have sex with people that you don't want to have sex with. And if you do, you accept it and move on. If you are forcibly forced to have sex with someone,
that's rape.
That's rape. That's the definition of rape.
If you were completely non-consenting and non-wanting right from the fucking beginning and they took you anyway and left you, yeah, that's rape.
That's rape.
If you were like on board at the beginning, no, that's not rape. That's you being a dumb, wimbly fucking sissy bitch.
Yeah. Speaking of changing terms, a group of feminists has set about legally discrediting the terms woman and female due to their overly oppressive patriarchal tones.
Woman and female are patriarchally oppressive?
They want to now be called wom and feh. Wom and feh.
That's just lazy. That's just like, or not wanting to say the whole word.
Yeah.
Dumb
or
bitches.
Harvard allows people to use the pronouns Z and Zay, and I think hers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But not any male usage there.
Okay.
And I don't believe they're the only school. There are a few schools. Some other schools started that, and Harvard was like, that's a good idea.
This is why the fucking country is eventually just going to be run by a shitload of retarded sheep potatoes.
That's why the country is going to collapse like Rome and like Greece.
Yep.
And like every other country, like every other civilization in past that collapsed, not due to massive floods.
Yep.
What do we have next? See,
I don't know. Let's read that
change,
part about the video
the
killing the radio star.
Let's see. Okay, so this is something that is pushed by both sides that annoys me. And that's, you know, equality. I'm okay with equality. I don't see that there should be an issue there. The pursuit of your dream should be unhindered by anybody. Unless your dreams are at the...
are offensive to somebody.
No, are at the attack, are at the physical removal of someone else's rights. So, equality doesn't mean the removal of rights for others. This is what gets me. Like, women need to have more rights. So instead of just giving them to them, whatever their rights are,
they want to take rights away. It's like that fucking short story that my class read one time, where they want the it was a world where everybody was supposed to be equal. But instead of elevating anybody, they just took shit away. Like, if somebody was too smart, they would have fucking have, like, radio broadcasts and shit scrambled into their brain to make them not be able to put comprehensive. If somebody was really strong, they'd put, they'd, like...
strap metal weights and shit on them.
Yeah, to make them weaker.
To make them weaker. The story is Harris Bergeron, the author... name eludes me at the moment. But there's... They made a full-length movie, a short movie that I thought was actually a direct, like, they literally used, like, the book, the short story, because it was a short story, as a script.
Did one of those movies end with, like, one of the main characters going on a national TV broadcast and committing suicide?
Blowing himself up, and I think all the idiots in there.
Yeah. Yeah, then I saw that one. Or at least the last half of it. Because all I could do is, I'm like, I wonder if this has anything to do with that short story that I read in class.
Kurt Vonnegut. That's the author of the short story, Kurt Vonnegut. I read that myself for fun literature in like the sixth or seventh grade, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere around there for me.
Yeah. Harris Bergeron. Yeah, so yeah. They would strap weights to people. They would have like earpieces that would... you know, distract you so you couldn't make a coherent thought. Like, you would be thinking, oh, you know, every 20 seconds, brrr.
Yep, the only way to make people equal was to make them all weak and stupid.
Yeah. I think... You can do that.
You can make somebody... you can always push somebody down.
If you were pretty, you had to have things to hide your attractiveness.
Yeah, anything good had to be fucking pushed aside.
Right. Right. So, that... and that's where we seem to want to be. Which is so weird that these authors have wrote about this, and that's where we're like, it's almost like some of these people pick up these things, they're supposed to like scare the shit out of you. And they're like, oh, this is a good blueprint. Let's just do this. What? No. No. So yeah, I in my mind, I don't see how. And I guess the next thing I talk about, I'm going to jump around here.
Jump.
I actually thought about going old school and writing these down on paper and pulling them out of a hat. That's how we used to do the podcast. Because a lot of them don't necessarily need to go in order. There's no, like, flow here. Yeah, I don't see how giving someone a right needs to remove that from someone else. And rights don't mean free shit.
You know what? From now on, I'm going to identify as a queer woman of color.
There you go. That's...
yep. I am a black lesbian from this point forward.
Yeah. I often think, like, if you are a man and you go to a lesbian bar and you try to pick up women and they say no and you correct them and say,
hey,
I identify as a female, you are discriminating against me by declining my advances. Like... would they just explode? Would they explode? I mean, what would they do?
Turn into sheep potatoes.
Yeah. So, yeah. The pursuit of rights, having rights, does not mean you are entitled to free shit.
Nope.
Women want... One of the things I saw women... feminists, not women. I'm sure if you listen to the show and you're a woman, you are probably intelligent as fuck. Just saying.
If you listen to this show.
Yeah. And I love you, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being an intelligent person.
This is a classy fucking act over here.
Yeah, so they were saying that they should be provided birth control and tampons and maxi pads or whatever.
What, for free?
For free. That's their right. They have a right to free birth control and menstruation products. And they're like, men don't have to deal with this bleeding stuff. Like, they don't understand. Like,
oh, yes, we do.
We have different, some of the social justice idiots I saw.
I've been dealing with a period for a week now.
Yeah. Like.
It's been hell in my house.
For men to have a job that will pay really any money. We've got to shave the shit off of our face on a fairly regular basis.
Yep.
And some of you social justice warriors just, like, grow Muhammad beards and just let that shit get nasty. And they're like, oh, I can't even get a job. Like, well, you know, you got to control that facial hair there a little bit.
Yeah, look at you.
And men tend to be pretty fucking stinky. I don't know if our armpits are, like, more hyperactive than women or what. But if we just say, fuck deodorant. I'm not going to wear deodorant anymore.
You're asked to leave work early.
You're asked to leave work early. You're going to be disgusting.
I know that happened to me.
Yeah, like, we sweat more. Like, my clothes sometimes at the end of a shift, and I work a pretty physical job sometimes, and, you know, the assholes that run the company want to save money, so, like, at nighttime, there's no air conditioning. Like, it's 89 degrees in this motherfucker. I'm dripping sweat picking up 100-pound, you know, dog food bags and shit. You know, and I go home stinky. And you know it's bad when you're like, oh, God, I smell bad. Like, you're not supposed to smell yourself. When you smell yourself and you're like, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, my wife.
There's a problem there.
My wife loves smelling me. I smell good to her when I sweat.
Yeah.
I do. It's a sex thing. I'm also releasing pheromones.
Yeah. I just go home stinky as shit sometimes.
Yeah, and a real woman can appreciate a real man.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do not have a right to get free shit.
No.
You have a right to go work and make money and buy that shit.
All feminists are pissed because nobody wants to fuck them.
Spinster old ladies.
Yeah, all they need is a deep dicking. So, come on, guys, throw them a bone. Just throw it in their mouth first. That'll shut them up. Then fuck them.
Free speech, unless you disagree. I covered this pretty heartily.
You need to share the link for this episode, like, on every feminist website you can find.
Yeah. I covered the whole free speech, unless you disagree thing on the Antifa or our fascist episode.
Free speech doesn't exist in this country anymore.
It's being severely hampered.
It really is. It's not free. If there's limitations, then it's not free.
Yeah. Hold on. There was a recently-ish, I saw this news story where a young girl on a college campus with chalk on one of the sidewalks was writing pro-life messages. She doesn't like abortion. She wanted to write pro-life.
Okay.
End of story, right? No. A teacher, one of these stupid professors, and some of his students came over and was like, this is not a free speech zone. You can't write here. You have to go to one of those free speech zones. What? That's not free speech then. But it is. So he starts wiping off, like, with his foot, and the students start wiping out her writings on the sidewalk. You know, he was like, I'm exercising my free speech right here by rubbing yours out. Okay, one, you just contradicted yourself. If you're not allowed to practice free speech unless it's in a free speech zone, and then he's exercising his free speech right by wiping out her free speech that's also not in a free speech zone, like...
Was the college in America?
Oh, yes.
Then it's in a free speech zone.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so you're not allowed... There are actually places that your free speech doesn't mean a shit. Private businesses...
Mm-hmm.
You're like, if you come into,
if you have a boss,
if you come into the pod cave right here, right now,
it's free speech zone.
It is not a free speech zone. This is survival punk business. I'm allowed to say what I want. Mike's allowed to say what he wants. But if you come in here and tell me I'm a Nazi bigot, I'm going to tell you get the fuck out.
Actually,
and if you don't get out, I'm going to punch you in the cock.
I would interview a Nazi bigot for 5 minutes.
I've thought about bringing on guests stupid, but
all
I
of our guests could hear why I'm now punching him in the cock.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go to a business, I believe that business has complete control over their business. I think that they should be able to make any decision they want, i.e., and like I said before, I'm not a Christian. I'm not. But I am severely pissed at the Christian bakery that refused to make a gay wedding cake because they don't believe in gayness. And I don't even mind gays. The fact that they were fined for not making a cake for people that they didn't want to make cake for, denial of business services is a right that they should have.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I mean, by all means, and this is the argument people brought up, and I don't see a problem with it. It's like, What do you want to do? Go back to the Jim Crow laws and not let the Negroes eat in your restaurants? You know what? The free market would fuck them fuckers out of business.
Oh, yeah.
If a business literally said, no Negroes allowed in our diner, without any government sanction or intervention, them motherfuckers would be out of business so fast.
And you know what? You've hit the nail on the fucking head as to why feminism and social justice warriors are so prevalent in this day and age. Because, well, racism is damn near completely gone in this country. I mean, yeah,
there's no enemy.
There's always going to be racists. There are always going to be those hardliners. But it's race equality in this country. I mean, yeah. If anything, I was about to say the darkies just to piss people off, but if anything, no, I'm not racist. Black people actually have a head up on us now. If a black cop kills a black man in a black neighborhood because that black guy was shooting other black people, that's racist.
Yeah. This brings me to another point.
Where did you point?
And I am still skipping. Forced inclusion.
Oh, forced inclusion. Oh, yeah. Forced inclusion. No, you have to take your little brother to the movies with you and your friends.
Yeah. Anytime that you force inclusion, you destroy, like, any point in, like, working for stuff.
Forced inclusion also breeds resentment.
It does that too. It's much like this Facebook meme that I love.
I'm gonna beat another motherfucker with another motherfucker.
I do like that one. No,
that's my favorite.
It's I love this thing work does. If you do your job good, you have to do everyone else's job too.
Oh, that's the story of my goddamn life.
Yeah, by excelling and working hard, you are entitled, you are forced to therefore do the work of people that are not as competent.
Yeah, you are expected to pick up the fucking slack around there, and if you don't pick up that slack, you're the one that's fucked up.
Yeah, once again, back to the book Atlas Shrugged, there was a company in the book that they talked about in sort of flashbacks where...
Okay, you brought up Atlas Shrugged in 1984. You read Catcher in the Rye recently?
No.
Or how
I
about
did read that in school.
How about Huckleberry Finn? Anything else that's on the banned list?
No. But this company decided to implement a pay system based on need and not ability.
Okay.
Therefore, if you need more money, then you get paid more. And if you... ability was penalized. So, like, if you're a good, strong, hard worker, you were forced to work overtime to make up for people that were not as competent. So that they can make more money than you.
What company is this? Because I'm going to go apply there. I can play stupid as good as anybody.
That was the point that, like, people ended up eventually having to, basically, they had to play along with the system. And then it enforced, like, hatred of each other. Like, if someone had a baby born before, it was like, oh, you got a baby. That's awesome. But babies were provided for.
Oh, great. Now they're going to get paid more just for getting knocked up.
Yes. Yes. And then they were letting in their retarded redneck cousins from Alabama move in or whatever. Because then it's like, oh, I got to take care of Uncle Joey now. Oh, he has a greater need than you. And it was like any sort of, oh, Mike, your pop figure collection go out the window. That's not a need.
The hell is
you're not allowed to have vices anymore. You're not allowed. There was a guy that loved to collect classical records, and he could never do that anymore. So then they ended up finding ways to get money for booze, and they all became alcoholics. And oh my god, it just got bad, and just yeah. And in companies, I've seen this sort of forced inclusion where they're like, we have to have a ratio. We have to have like so many. Men, so many women, so many people of color, and they're promoting people based on their numbers, their metrics they have there, not based on skill and ability.
There are no people of color that listen to the show. It's whites, blacks, and brown people.
Yeah. So you end up seeing people in positions that they can't handle, that they haven't worked for, because they have a physical attribute.
What do you mean?
Years ago, Walmart had a class action lawsuit that females were not being promoted into management positions. So afterwards, they ended up with a quota of women that they had to promote.
Oh, Jesus.
Putting women in store manager positions And some of these women ran stores very well.
But a lot
some
of them
were promoted because they were women and they had a quota to meet. Over candidates that busted their ass, and I'm not in this list. I wasn't. I'm not saying that a woman was promoted when I shouldn't have been. I'm just saying women were. I have worked for Walmarts for years, and I worked under some female store managers that had no clue what was going on.
You know what? And you've just hit on the nail. That right there, women being promoted. Unqualified to store managers because there is a quota that had to be met. That right there is the feminist definition of gender equality.
Right. When it's actually oppression, people need to be. You know what? If as a business person, I don't give a shit about gender or race.
Nope.
I care about the bottom line. I care about
qualifications.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually do the goddamn job I'm about to hire you to do?
You know, it's like if you're looking at an application, you're like, and I didn't come up. I saw this in a YouTube video, and the guy was, you know, you're looking for an accountant and you're a business owner, and you're like, oh, this guy's going to save me like $100 million in taxes a year, and he only wants like $50,000 a year? He's a goddamn miracle. Oh, he's a black. Better not hire him. No one thinks that.
No.
Nobody thinks that.
Not anymore.
You know, I in the past, I have, and we're going to move on to another point. I have been a hiring manager at jobs before.
Yep.
I have hired men, women. I've hired multiple races. Never, never have I been like, you know, in the computer system or whatever, or to the personnel people, hey, Joseph's a black. Make sure you pay him the black pay. Or Sally's a girl. You know what that means. You pay her the girl salary. You don't pay her the man salary.
You give her the bitch pay.
No. This whole bullshit that women make less is not based on job hiring. It's based on, one, there's a disproportionate number of women in jobs that are shitty, literally, as in waste control, waste management, and dangerous. Some of those jobs pay more because they suck. I mean, have you ever seen the show Dirty Jobs? Like, a lot of these jobs that are horrible, like literally vacuuming shit from sewer tunnels. I don't want to do that. So that job should pay good. I mean, because you're in shit.
I mean, you get to wear like one of them suits and a respirator.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, sign me up. Give me a vacuum. Pay me fucking $25 an hour.
I mean, literally, if you go on the job search things right now, Mike, you can go do that job.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You know what? I think I will. I mean, I want a job that pays a lot more than what I'm making now, and I don't care. It's just fucking make sure I don't actually have to pick up the shit with my hands. Give me gloves. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that really suck, or they're hard, or, you know, whatever.
Ice road truckers.
If you take Alaskan a poll of people fishermen that work longer, you know, put in more hours.
Oh, I'd give the bitch a poll.
Generally, men tend to work longer hours.
Yep.
Women are like, fuck this shit. I'm to the point where I'm kind of on strike, much like Atlas Shrugged. I don't want to put in those long hours.
Oh.
Because there's no... The place where I work now has a communist raise system. Everybody, regardless of work input, makes the same raise, no matter what.
Oh, that's really encouraging, like, half-assedness.
It really is.
I mean, if I'm going to get a raise no matter what, why try?
Yeah.
We have just, ladies and gentlemen, we have just torn down the basic tenets of communism.
Yeah, I'm going to end on something very Atlas Shrugged and tie that Atlas Shrugged into Doctor Who when I get to my final thoughts. Mike might enjoy this speech, by the way.
You know,
and when I edit the podcast, when I play it, I may even play Matt Smith's Doctor Who theme song. Just because it's a clever moment. When I think about it in my head, that's the way I think about it.
And you know something? Feminists are the biggest part of the problem as to why there's not gender equality any fucking way. I mean, especially in like the workplace. Okay, think about it. You're a boss, okay? And you've got a man and a woman that are both applying for the same job. Hell, they could both be equally qualified for that job in every single detail. But the man, you know, has no demands. The woman's like, oh, we have to have a designated breastfeeding area, and you better give daycare and free feminine products in the restrooms. And I need extra time off for my emotions during one time of the month. I need a safe place in the office. Who's the more attractive hire?
Yeah.
The one with less maintenance, that's who.
If you factor in some of the, like, time off for pregnancy and pay and stuff, which women get a few months for maternity leave. Men, they're actually, a lot of companies do have paternity leave.
Yeah, and I'm happy
about
that.
It's 2 weeks at most places.
Yeah.
Unless you're somewhere in Germany, which is going to kill themselves. Germany may actually snap at some point and try to do another world war. Germany is really fucking themselves hard.
What do you mean? How are they fucking themselves?
They're letting in more terrorist immigrants than there are people in the country.
Oh, that's stupid.
And some of their programs to give free stuff away is insane. And
look, I'm not opposed to helping people that need help. Far from it. But goddammit, I was raised like a me first, okay? Yeah, I will help you out. But if I can't help myself, what business do I have helping you?
I really don't think you would hate Atlas Shrugged, my friend. There is nothing wrong with that attitude. There should be no guilt felt over... I mean, if you can't help yourself, then how can you help anybody?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, hell, it even says that in the fucking Bible. I mean, if you have a plank sticking out of your eye, don't go over there to the guy that's got a splinter sticking out of his eye. And it's like, hey, you need to get that splinter out of your eye.
Yeah.
Get the plank out of your own eye first. That means something.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot whatever that speech was I was going to give on Doctor Who.
I'll always remember when the Doctor was me.
Yeah. Whatever. What do these marches ever accomplish? Me and Mike and his wife went to a Brazilian restaurant, actually, the day after the president-elect. Whenever we had the Nashville, Tennessee Women's March... and they were dumb. We talked about it on a podcast, actually. But what happened? I mean, half the country, all these women's groups marched all over the country. What have these marches ever accomplished?
Saw those hairy motherfuckers wearing shirts. This is what a feminist looks like.
Yeah. All those.
You pussy whipped bitch.
If you're a man and you're a feminist.
I don't want to know you.
You are stupid. Every time I hear that, I'm like, that's dumb. Like, I
always think of that episode of Married with Children. You had Jerry Springer on there, the masculine feminist. He was like host of a feminist show. And that was the first, that episode, it got taken over by Al and his buddies. And they were the first ever appearance of their group, No Ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
N-O-M-A-A-M, National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood.
There you go. Yeah. Of course, they were portrayed as, you know, idiot barbarians, but man, No Ma'am.
We should go. Oh my God. We should bring that back. We should fucking have shirts made up, and we should start No Ma'am. The anti-feminist movement.
Hold on. I almost went to Teespring, that place that had the last Survival Punk t-shirts made, and made a Doctor Who shirt that was like, hashtag not my doctor, in the back had like 1963 to 2017. Hashtag. I was like, I'm gonna become a 10,000-aire wearing that.
Oh my God, hashtag not my doctor. Oh my God, but we were down in fucking downtown, all these fucking feminists and anti-Trump people, which were social justice warriors and feminists and all this shit. They just fucking...
There's a No Ma'am shirt from Walmart.
Of course there is. I want that shirt!
Add to cart.
Did you add it to cart? Oh, no.
National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood. Yeah.
Yep. No, ma'am.
I'll be damned.
I told you, dude. Wicked memory I got.
Yeah.
I loved it because the one mother, because they were talking, because back then Fabio was like one of the big sex icons.
Oh,
back
yeah.
Then. And they were like, we want to hear women stop always talking about Fabio. And the one dude's like, yeah, with it. Yeah, with his long, flowing, blonde hair and 42-inch chest, we should be the ones talking about him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
Hey, everything looks like noodles in here.
Noodles. Yeah, so this was a wandering and sort of wild episode.
Are we done already?
Pretty much. We're at the end of the list.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, so what does this have to do with survival? I mean,
it's hard to survive in a world where people that's populated by idiots. Every single day I see idiocracy coming through, but with feminine overtones now. Oh, actually, yeah. I don't think there's anything feminine about feminists.
How do we fight this? They're not feminine.
They're man-hating bitches.
Yeah. Social justice warriors fight all these icons. The feminists fight all these icons, all the male world power. And they do that by whining and crying. Yeah. Well, you know what we have? You know what men have?
Hmm.
We're fucking assholes. It's time we start using our superpower.
Fuck yes.
I mean,
backhand a bitch. Now go make me a sandwich. Then give her a kidney shot to remind her you love honey turkey.
We men make money. Most of us. Men. No. To use that definition, men make money.
Men make most of the money.
Men make a lot of money. We spend a lot of money. I am not going to spend money to support these idiots that I hate anymore.
I'm the breadwinner in my house.
Is not part of my moral code. I'm not going to do that.
Nope.
I'm not going to buy DVDs
from
TV shows that I don't want. I'm not going to spend any money buying T-shirts from TV shows that literally don't want me, that tell me that my opinion doesn't matter.
Yep. Because your opinion's wrong.
My opinion's wrong.
Because apparently opinions can be wrong.
Opinions are opinions. So, you're right. I don't have a right to be offended that Doctor Who is a woman. I do have a right not to ever spend money on your products ever again. I will not go to the movie theaters to buy an expensive ticket to watch the new episode of Doctor Who in theaters. I will not buy T-shirts. I will not buy pops. I will not buy sonic screwdrivers. I will not spend money on any company that doesn't want me.
Hey, I feel like you were just attacking me there.
I'm just stating my points. Okay. I have bought sonic screwdrivers. I have bought other Doctor Who merchandise.
I know, but I'm the only one that you know that buys Doctor Who pops.
I think Matt French does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, well.
I've been in his house. He does have pops. I didn't see any Doctor Who. He mostly like horror movie pops. He's got like Jason Voorhees and Oogie Boogie and Freddy and... I think was there a Pinhead? I don't know. Matt, I loved your pop collection while I was there, by the way. Really did. And your son is going to grow up to be one amazing little goth.
Oh, that's not a pop. That's a something else, I think.
What is?
That thing.
What, that thing?
Yeah.
No, not a pop.
Grab her and look at her foot.
Wait, that's a her?
That's a her.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a her. What about a her?
There's a...
Nothing on her foot.
Back or something?
It's
so long ago. Maybe whatever that is has changed now.
No, there's nothing.
Oh.
That's rare. There's cobwebs.
I used to have the package for it. Whatever.
That's a chick?
Yes, it's
a girl. Her belly's out and she has no boobs.
Those figures don't. They're just blobulous. It's some girl from the Spy Girl comic book. I found it like a Goodwill for 50 cents or something.
50 cent?
Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, instead of crying and whining about it, we just take to the internet and be assholes about it.
Yep.
And so normally, when we men have a problem with something, we just move on. Instead of whining and crying about being offended, we just move on.
And
whatever.
You know what? We put our shit in one fucking spot and leave it there. And by this, I mean, okay, there are shows out there that royally appeal to men. You know, like. Well, hell, I'll go stereotypical. There's car shows and sports shows and all that shit. And guess what? Those areas where that is, we leave our shit there. We don't try to take our shit and put it on fucking feminist shows. We have not fucking lobbied to have a goddamn car of the week moment on the fucking View. We have not lobbied to put sports references into every fucking soap opera. We don't do that. You know why? Because we don't want the fucking headaches that's going to come along with that. We don't want the fucking hassle. We don't want to invade your shit. I mean, unless it's, you know, free and we've already bought you dinner, then we're going to invade that shit all night long.
We didn't want to invade your shit. But now I want to be the biggest trolling asshole.
Yep.
I want you to think about your decisions taking away everything that I love.
I've already been trolling.
And I'm going to be an asshole.
I keep trolling.
It's like that meme. Like,
you just fart raped me.
I did.
I can do better.
I can asshole better than you can, people.
Oh, yeah. We are dicks. We are assholes. And guess what? We're on our way. There's no more us sitting in the... You can't put baby in the fucking corner anymore. God damn it. We are starting No Man back up.
I'm taking that phrase back.
We're taking it back!
You can't put Rocky in the corner, bitches.
No.
Because he keeps getting up.
Yep.
No matter how many times you punch him in his big square head,
nope.
He keeps getting up.
Fuck yes. He took down fucking Apollo. He took down the fucking Russian. He took down fucking Hulk Hogan. He took them all down. He
Mr.
took
T.
Clubber Lang.
Took down Mr. T. But yeah. That's what we're gonna do.
Fuck yes. That is exactly what we're gonna do. Feminists, go suck a dick. Maybe you'd find out you actually enjoyed it.
And on that bombshell.
And that terrible disappointment to some of you feminists out there, it is time to end so! For the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sick One Burnett.
And this is me inviting you to go out there, find a feminist and grab that bitch by the pussy and tell her to shut the fuck up.
DIY to be an asshole, use guys.
Use guys!